Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another hot, humid day today across the area. A few afternoon showers and thunderstorms will develop, and like yesterday, in the last several days, much of that activity inland, a few rogue cells, if you will, may make it close to the beaches. But for the most part, it's near and west of Interstate 95, and where these storms occur, some very heavy downpours and frequent lightning, mostly after 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, going till about 7 or 8 o'clock this evening. Temperatures will reach about 90 degrees today. We'll start to dry it out a little bit for tomorrow and Thursday. Any showers and storms are becoming more isolated and widely scattered. We'll be on the west side of Florence, what we call the subsidence side of a hurricane. That's the good side, by the way, especially at the distance it's going to be from Jacksonville, several hundred miles to the east at its closest approach, give or take, with the air sinking across the area because it's rising so strongly within the hurricane. It has to sink somewhere. The atmosphere compensates, and so it will compensate right over Jacksonville, and that's a good thing. We have sinking air. That doesn't mean much in the way of cloud cover. Certainly no rain from Florence really expected, but there will be a little bit breezy conditions developing by later Thursday into Friday, and it will turn hot with winds going offshore by later Thursday into Friday. It'll be a surfer's delight, but use some extra care. There'll be a very high rip current risk as temperatures soar into the mid-90s by Friday and Saturday. It's going to be hot, not too far from record high temperatures by the end of the week and on into Saturday. We will see the thunderstorms start to increase again the way it looks about Sunday into Monday. That could be a factor for the Patriots at the Jaguars' big football game late Sunday afternoon. Looking at temperatures near, if not a little bit above 90 at kickoff, and there will be the threat for a thunderstorm in the area, but it's good old summertime weather to greet the Patriots when they head down to Jacksonville late Sunday afternoon kickoff. That's a 4:25 game on CBS 47, Action News Jax. So, in the tropics, we of course have Florence, well to the east of Jacksonville, but continuing to show significant and important movement to the west-northwest, gaining latitude with time, and that's really important because that gets it past Jacksonville, and it looks like it'll be at Jacksonville's latitude late tomorrow afternoon, late Wednesday afternoon, but hundreds of miles to the east, and then moving ashore in the Carolinas, most likely North Carolina the way it looks right now, late Thursday and Thursday night with what could be a devastating hit, and then it slows there, dropping a tremendous amount of rain as well, but staying well to the north and east of Jacksonville. Anybody with plans, obviously, on I-95 to head northbound up the coast should rethink those plans over the next few days. We also have Helene over the far eastern Atlantic, a hurricane, but expected to stay out over open water, the east Atlantic. Isaac headed for the Caribbean, and while it may maintain hurricane strength for a while, looks like it weakens as it moves into the Caribbean. A great deal of shear there, so shouldn't be a big problem. And then in the northwest Caribbean, we have an area of disturbed weather that looks like it's headed for the western Gulf of Mexico, and it could develop, but it looks like that stays well west of Florida. So despite all the activity and the action, no real significant direct impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. More, of course, always at Talking the Tropics with Mike at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. Update it round the clock, at least every day, if not multiple times, especially now when we have it as active as it is. Stormy weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.